This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to a new episode of Ask the Imam, a program that we host at the Clear Lake Islamic Center. You can see the answers to your questions on our YouTube channel. If you want to ask a question, send us an email at asktheimam, one word, at themasjid.org. That is asktheimam at themasjid.org. Yeah. All right, salam alaikum, Sheikh Waleed.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I hope that your coffee is good. This is a double shot espresso.
I love it. Nice.
Yes, it is good. Okay. Now, this is a long question. And I actually, when I read the question, I spent some time reading it. If he would like to come and talk to us one-on-one, that would be really a very good idea. We would like to meet this brother. His question, he's an old man. He's in his 60s. Now, he is in a lot of distraught and a lot of anxiety and distress because he thinks that it's too late for him. He has missed many years of prayer. He said that he was born into Islam. Then he became an atheist, according to him, when he was 13. Then when he was 14, he took his shahada again and became Muslim, but he never prayed. So he missing a lot of prayers. He said, is it okay to restate my shahada? What do I do with all these prayers that I have missed, that I can't even count? And he's really heartbroken about this. And it's like a one page, a complete page of explaining his emotions. And we would like to really meet with him. But
absolutely.
What can you, in the meantime, what can you tell this brother?
Alhamdulillah, salatu wa rasulullah. First of all, I would like to say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, regret is a form of tawbah, and nadam tawbah. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have a dead wound, when you touch it, it doesn't hurt. You don't feel it. This is dead.
Yes.
But when you touch it and it hurts, it means still alive. Mm-hmm. So what you're feeling, that feeling of guilt and regret and fear, that shows that your heart is alive, full of life. Mm-hmm. And alhamdulillah, there is iman in it.
Right.
And that's a very good sign. Not only that this iman is strong enough that take you to take a step, which is to do one of the greatest act of worship, which is to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the believers, He called upon the believer, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, to repent to Allah, all of you, the believers. He called the believer to repent to Allah. So those who answer this call are believers. Mm-hmm. And also, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْرِحُونَ, لَعَلَّ in Quran, it means you will. You will achieve success. So that's a guarantee from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will achieve success by repenting to Him. Also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so happy with your repentance when you repent to Him, more than the person who is in the desert, lost his camel, lost his, and this camel loaded with all his food and drink, mm-hmm. and he was completely, by himself, and he thought that he's going to die. So he said, let me die in peace underneath this tree. And all of a sudden, he found his camel right next to his head when he woke up. He was so happy with it. Imagine how happy this person is. How he think that he's the luckiest person in the world. You see how much happiness this person have? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happier than that when you go back to him. And he doesn't need you. This person needed the camel.
Right.
Needed the, yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need you. But still, he's so happy that you came back to him. So I want you to keep that in mind. Yes, leaving the salah is a great sin. As a matter of fact, the ulama debate is the person who leave the salah is Muslim or not Muslim. And that's something that you should be very careful about, anyone listening to me. You don't want to be in a position where Muslims saying, are you Muslim or a kafir?
Right.
You know, nobody have a aql, have a common sense, would like to be in that position. So leaving the salah is a very, very serious sin. Going back to the salah, alhamdulillah, it is a sign of tawbah. So even if somebody will consider leaving the salah completely, abandoning the salah for years like this, not being Muslim, you starting praying again, you don't need to redo your shahada. Mm-hmm. You starting the salah again, it's basically renewing your Islam. Mm-hmm. And according to
that's the, repentance.
That's repentance. Yeah. According to the scholar who believe that leaving salah is kufr, they right. said how to go back to Islam is by stop praying, like so the Hanabila, for example. Mm-hmm. Those who said it's not a kufr, but it is a minor kufr, not a major one, does not take you out of the fold of Islam. They said your repentance and declaration of repentance is enough. I do believe that also you don't have to make up the prayer for these years, but what you need to do is to make sure that you are so committed to your prayer now and go on.
And increase it.
And increase also your volunteer prayers. Yes. So, mm-hmm. and I have something to share with this brother as well. That the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith of Bukhari and others, that in the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring his servant close to him and he will show him the record of his deeds. And he see these small sins. And he said, halaktu la mahala, I'm done. I'm gonna go to hellfire. I didn't even see the big ones yet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, note you have what you have to say. He said, ya Rab, nothing. I admit I was wrong. Like you admitting now, my brother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I cover you in the dunya and I'll cover you today. I'm not gonna expose you. Mm-hmm. And every sin I will forgive it and give you instead of it a hasana, a reward. Then he would say, ya Rab, by the way, there is also bigger ones. I don't see it there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will laugh.
Yeah.
And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laughed.
After that, yeah.
Yeah, and he would said, and all of them as well. So, yes, I know it's heavy, but if you're sincere in your tawbah in the day of judgment, I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be among those who Allah said in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يُبَدُّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Those Allah who replace their sins to good deeds. So, have strong hope, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a commitment to pray on time, to make your salah good, excellent, and to increase your volunteer prayers.
Jazakallah khair. You know, the ayah says, "Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan wa amila amalan salih," which means it's the combination of these three: repentance and firm belief, and then to continue with the
good deeds.
Yes.
Your lifestyle has to change.
Right, exactly. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. Barakallah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your questions. We'll see you next episode.